From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A top U.S. official warns of a reign of terror descending on eastern Ukraine. A top U.S. diplomat said Tuesday that people in eastern Ukraine are living under a reign of terror and a fresh influx of Russian weaponry is the cause. Victoria Nuland, Assistant Secretary of State, told lawmakers on the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee, Russian tanks, armored vehicles, and artillery have poured across the border in recent days.
So in the coming days, days not weeks, here's what we need to see. A complete ceasefire in all parts of eastern Ukraine. Full, unfettered access to the whole conflict zone. A pullback of all heavy weapons. And an end to uninspected convoys of cargo over the Ukrainian border.
Nuland says an internationally agreed ceasefire reached in mid-February in Belarus appears to be holding, with both sides withdrawing heavy weapons from front lines, although she says the progress is incomplete. And she says persistent shelling continues with new transfers of Russian heavy equipment to pro-Russian separatists. Another suicide bombing targeted the Nigerian city Maiduguri's Monday market Tuesday, killing at least 34 people. The blast occurred just days after bomb blasts killed more than 50 in the Borno State capital, scene of repeated attacks by Boko Haram insurgents. Ebola-ravaged Guinea will hold its first round of presidential elections on October 11th. President Alpha Conde is widely seen as the favorite to be reelected, although he has yet to officially declare his intention to seek a second term. The country, which emerged from decades of military rule, has seen violent protests, with the opposition insisting it's been shut out of the electoral timetable. They insist local elections be held before the national ballot. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister has criticized an open letter sent to his government Monday by nearly half the U.S. Senate, warning a nuclear deal the Obama administration is negotiating with Tehran may not last after President Obama leaves office. Mohammad Javad Zarif said the letter is, quote, unprecedented and undiplomatic, adding Iran cannot trust the United States. The lawmakers say if a deal turns out to be an executive agreement with Iran, it could be revoked by Mr. Obama's successor after he leaves office January 2017. Darrell West is a political analyst with the Washington-based Brookings Institution.
I think the Iranian government understands that we have a two-party system, that the opposition party is locked in a major battle with the president, and that they do not speak for the administration. I think they understand there's a lot of noise in the American political process, but they're negotiating with the president, and whatever agreement comes out of that, the voters are going to have to judge whether it's a good agreement.
U.S. Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he remains suspicious of any agreement the president does not submit to the Congress for debate and vote. A new UN-backed report details the economic and societal devastation of the four-year conflict in Syria. It says the war has cost the economy more than $200 billion and brought drastic levels of inequality and inequity to people across the country, resulting in widespread unemployment and poverty. Zimbabwe's main opposition party says one of its members has been abducted. Movement for Democratic Change party leader Morgan Tsvangirai said Itai Zamara was seized by unidentified men Monday. Zamara had taken part in sit-in protests demanding Robert Mugabe's resignation as president. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund warns the Southern African country's economy is poised to weaken. Dominic Fanisa is head of the IMF review team.
The external position is precarious and the country is in debt distress. Growth has slowed down. It's likely to weaken further in 2015.
He cites company closures, falling commodity prices, spotty rainfall, and high interest rates as the causes. In the northern Malian town Kidal, hundreds held a demonstration Tuesday opposed to a proposed peace agreement between a rebel Tuareg alliance and the government in Bamako. The rebels have so far declined to sign the deal, reached March 1st in Algiers. Protester Gisa Ag Asayid said the proposed agreement goes against the wishes of the Azawad people, namely autonomy and independence in the desert north. Wednesday, representatives of the Tuareg Rebel Alliance are to discuss the terms of the deal. Europe's euro currency tumbled again Tuesday, falling to close a 12-year low against the dollar. The value of the euro has been dropping for weeks with a weak European economy. European investors and officials are also concerned negotiations over Greece's bailout may prove difficult to resolve in coming months. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.